Welcome to episode 560 of the 1010 Thrive Podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today is day 12 in our series, 30 Days to a Happy New You. Ezekiel 26, verse 36, "And I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh." The Bible speaks often of the heart. The word heart can mean different things depending upon the context. Most often, the heart refers to the soul of a human being that controls the will and emotions. The heart is the inner man. The prophet Ezekiel makes several references to a new heart. An oft-quoted verse is Ezekiel 11 verse 19, where God says, "I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh." So what does this mean? In Ezekiel 11, God is addressing his people, the Israelites, promising to one day restore them to the land and to a right relationship with himself. God promises to gather the Hebrews from the nations where they had been scattered and give them a new undivided heart. The result of their receiving a new heart will be obedience to God's command. Ezekiel 11 verse 20, "Then they will follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. They will be my people and I will be their God." Someone whom God has given a new heart behaves differently. Saul is an example of this in 1 Samuel 10 verses 1 and 9. God had chosen Saul to be the first king of Israel. Saul was a nobody, but God chose him anyway and sent the prophet Samuel to anoint him as king. Then Samuel took a flask of olive oil and poured it on Saul's head and kissed him, saying, "Has not the Lord anointed you ruler over his inheritance?" Samuel made several predictions to prove to Saul that God had sent him. And verse 9 says, "As Saul turned and started to leave, God gave him a new heart, and all Samuel's signs were fulfilled that day." The new heart God gave Saul transformed him from an average nobody to the king of Israel. Not only was his status changed, but his entire outlook was transformed by the power of God. The human heart was created to mirror God's own heart. We were designed to love him, love righteousness, and walk in harmony with God and others. But part of God's design of the human heart is free will. That free will carries with it the opportunity to abuse it, as did Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. God desires that we choose to love and serve him. When we stubbornly refuse to obey God, refuse to follow his commandments, our hearts, which were designed to communicate with God, are hardened. God compares rebellious hearts to stone. A heart of stone finds it impossible to repent, to love God, or to please him. The hearts of sinful humanity are so hardened that we cannot even seek God on our own. And that's why Jesus said no one can come to him unless the Father first draws him. We desperately need new hearts, for we are unable on our own to soften those hard hearts. A change of heart toward God requires a supernatural transformation. Jesus calls this being born again. When we are born again, God performs a heart transplant, as it were. He gives a new heart. The power of the Holy Spirit changes our hearts from sin-focused to God-focused. We do not become perfect. We still have our sinful flesh and the freedom to choose whether or not to obey it. However, when Jesus died for us on the cross, he broke the power of sin that controls us. Receiving him as our Savior gives us access to God and his power, a power to transform our hearts from sin-hardened to Christ-softened. When we were separated from God with hardened hearts, we found it impossible to please him. We tended toward selfishness, rebellion, and sin. With new hearts, we are declared righteous before God. The Holy Spirit gives us a desire to please God that was foreign to us in our hardened state. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18 says that we are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. God's desire for every human being is that we become like his son, Jesus. We can become like Jesus only when we allow God to rid us of our old, hardened hearts and give us new hearts. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God sees the heart. The Apostle Paul's heart changed after he met Jesus on the road to Damascus. He went from Saul, the persecutor, to Paul, the apostle and evangelist. Zacchaeus, the tax collector, changed after Jesus called him down from a sycamore tree and fellowshiped with him in his house. Moses changed from a murderer and fugitive to the deliverer of God's people after he met God in a burning bush. Rahab changed from a prostitute and a Canaanite to being saved and in the genealogy of Christ after she trusted in God and believed in his name. On Fridays of this devotional series, not only do we share the devotional for that day, but also suggest devotional activities for the 2 days that we're not broadcasting. For days 13 and 14 of 30 Days to a Happy New You, we invite you to reflect on this week of devotionals and do the following things. It's our top 10 list for the 2 days that we're off. 1, meditate on this. How does the reality that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, change how you view yourself? How can you see yourself as God sees you? How does this change how you view others? 2, read 2 Corinthians 5, verses 14 to 21. What do you learn about the gospel from reading this passage? How have you allowed the gospel to transform you? Are you living for Christ? In what specific ways are you a minister of reconciliation? 3, what are some old things in your life that need to die? Pray specifically for God to give you victory over those things. 4, begin to practice some of the steps to renewal this weekend, like finding silence, meditation time, reading, or journaling. 5, think about someone who can be an effective spiritual mentor in your life. Consider also identifying one or more persons whom you can mentor. 6, discuss some of the more substantive renewal steps, planning a retreat, going deeper with a spiritual discipline, engaging in meaningful service, planning a special Sabbath celebration with someone whose perspective you trust, perhaps with that spiritual mentor. 7, think about your given names and any nicknames that people call you. What are the meanings of these names? Do they reflect who you are or who you want to be? What aspects of your identity do you want God to change? 8, pray that the Holy Spirit will renew your mind, that you may desire and approve the will of God, so that all of life will become worship to the glory of God. 9, read, study, and meditate on God's word at every opportunity. Throughout the day, when you clean your house, cook, or wash dishes, let your mind dwell on scripture instead of problems or gossip. Desire above everything else to learn and understand God's word. Ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. 10, listen to the song, Change My Heart, O God, by Eddie Espinosa and the words of this song. Today we focus on the truth that a happy new you is someone whose heart God has changed. And this can happen for you. 1 John 5 verses 14 to 15. This is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from him. I'm not sure how your heart needs to change for you to be a happy new you. Perhaps you need to be able to better recognize and understand the difference between light and darkness. Maybe you need to get a better handle on your own sin. Perhaps you need to have a greater desire to follow God's guidelines for abundant living. Perhaps you need to be convicted to act on behalf of and for the benefit of others, even at the expense of self-sacrifice. Our hearts must change, and we need to constantly rely on God to change them. This heart work for a happy new you is not a one-time event or even just a resolution for this year. It is the work of a lifetime. Father, give us discerning hearts, give us willing hearts, and give us loving hearts. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.